This is Sawyer Fredericks. You have left regular radio behind. You're listening to 977 WEXT.
Never one to follow, never one to lead, never one to swallow my pride and leave. And this scar on my back tells me I'm not well. And the man in the mirror, he tells me as well. There's something wrong in my eye, 'cause I don't see what you see. There is blood in the river, fire in the sea. If it's all in my head, and when I die I wake up, so I don't fear death, I'll just pick up where I left off. And when the world crumbles and the walls fall, I will die with laughter to make a fool of us all. Take a look in my head, tell me what you see. Cut out all the red memories, they are the ones that haunt me. So take a look in my head, cut out all you see. Cut out all the red memories, they are the ones that haunt me.
WEXT. We are live at EXT with Sawyer Fredericks. Thanks so much for coming by, Sawyer.
Oh, I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, such a pleasure having you in. And oh my goodness, you sound so amazing. That song, Red Memories. Wow, that was a really powerful tune.
Thank you.
Yeah, and that's a newer song of yours, right?
Yeah, it's one of my newer originals. I've been writing a lot, so.
Yeah. Well, we have lots to talk about. You know, here in the Capital Region, we've been following you here over the years and, you know, recently seeing you on a national stage on The Voice, which you ended up winning. The winner of the 8th season of The Voice. Congratulations.
That's Thank you.
Phenomenal, especially being 17 years
17.
Old. Yeah, wow.
Yeah, that when I started off, I was 15.
Yeah, that is just amazing. And they're calling you one of the show's most successful artists. They're, you know, one of the youngest artists to be the winner of The Voice and the most successful, landing 14 songs in the iTunes overall top 200 chart in 1 week. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. I mean, I don't like to think about that kind of stuff too much just because I think it will, I don't know, kind of change how I play my music and how I live.
Sure. Yeah, sticking to your humble roots, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. talk to me a little bit about what motivated you to audition for a show like The Voice.
Well, actually, they scouted me on YouTube, and they, like, what happens is you do, like, the, because there's the open call auditions, and they kind of had me do, like, the kind of, like, executive audition thing after that. And basically, I wasn't actually sure if I wanted to do it, just because it's not really, like, a competition kind of thing. I don't really consider that with music. And I also wasn't sure if I was the kind of music they were looking for, just because there's not really that many singers of my genre on the show. But I really just kind of thought of it as a learning experience, and I was excited to be around other artists.
Of course. Just watching your blind audition video to I'm a Man of Constant Sorrow, just seeing the, I know we were talking about it briefly before, just seeing, you know, the celebrity judges like whip around in their chairs so fast, just totally enamored with you. I'm sure that was quite the confidence booster to see these people so, you know, impressed with your performance.
Yeah, it was very reassuring, and I'm very happy they turned.
Yeah, and being on a show like that gives you a lot of exposure that I'm sure is only going to help inspire you to continue doing what you're doing.
Definitely.
Talk to me about just, you know, how things have been since winning The Voice, what the process working with Pharrell, who you chose for your team.
Since winning The Voice, I mean, I did work with Pharrell on one of the songs on the album, actually, for Four Pockets, and there's also, like, the original version of mine. But, like, the co-writing after The Voice, because they brought me back out to L.A. to do all the co-writing for the album, which was a cool new experience that was a little uncomfortable for me just because of sharing something very personal to me, like my writing. But I think we got a lot of great songs out of that. And, I mean, touring has been a dream come true, so it's been great.
Yeah. You know, with you still being so young, what kinds of things did you learn about the industry that maybe excited you, or were you intimidated at all?
I was a little intimidated, and there's certain things about the industry that I don't actually really care for, and I feel like there's a little bit of, I guess, like, less honesty, but for the most part, I enjoyed it all, and I was just happy to be able to make music.
Yeah, and you noticeably are so modest and so humble. Do you attribute that maybe just to your background and, you know, where you come from?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I grew up on a farm, so that's definitely a little kind of boost of kind of what you need in life, because I never was worried about what I was going to do when I'm older, just because I always enjoyed being on the farm and I always enjoyed playing music, so I was happy.
Yeah, and what's it like being home back after, you know, traveling and touring and that whole experience in L.A.?
It's great. I mean, sometimes I get a little stir crazy when I'm home, but I'm always really happy to get home and be able to help out.
Yeah, and speaking of home, this next tune that we're playing on the air right now, Not Coming Home, is featured on your new album, A Good Storm. Mm-hmm. Can you talk to me a little bit about this tune before we hear you play it?
I wrote, this was actually a co-written song. I wrote it with Michael Blue. But I think he did all my actual, like, my originals on the album, and I think it's like two co-written songs on the album, plus Forever Wrong, which isn't on the album, but we did it kind of at the same time. But I think the song is a little bit about, like, my grandpa's house, just because when he passed away, it was, I guess, like, the house kind of, like, lost its warmth, which is in a lyric in the song, but I don't know, the house isn't the same anymore.
And I've been away so long, and I am my heir. Feeling alone, the sun doesn't shine down on my home. So don't wait up, I won't be coming home. Oh, oh, coming home. Oh, oh, oh. Coming home, coming home. I do still remember that house and the joy it had and the warmth it lost. And I know those times are done. And the house it was is long, long gone. Oh, oh, long gone. Oh, oh, ain't coming. Oh, oh, ain't coming. Oh, this life I live in, don't feel nothing. This life I live in, don't feel nothing like home. This life I live in, don't feel nothing like home. This life I live in, don't feel nothing like home. Oh, 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 oh. Ain't coming, oh, oh, ain't coming, oh. And I've been away so long. This life I live is not my home.
Live EXT with Sawyer Fredericks. It's so amazing having you here at this station today and hearing you play that song, Not Coming Home, like I mentioned before, is on your new album, A Good Storm. Mm-hmm. Talk to me a little bit about your songwriting process. I mean, there's no mistaking the fact that, you know, your songs, your folk songs convey this emotional wisdom that's totally wise beyond your years.
I mean, the songwriting process, I normally just get like my guitar out and I kind of, whatever I'm feeling, what kind of song I'm going to write. But when I'm writing about certain stories, it's really just like imagination and imagining the story and trying to put myself through the story so I can connect to the emotion and convey the emotion through the music.
Yeah. And are there any specific artists or singer-songwriters that, you know, influence you in your songwriting?
I mean, I'm influenced by all musicians, and I listen to a very, very wide range of music, and I mean, my favorite artist is Rael Montagne, and he's probably the closest to my kind of music and kind of music I'm creating.
Yeah, and you played a couple of his tunes on the show,
yes,
too.
I did.
Yeah, and you recorded a music video for a song of his you covered, is that right?
Yeah, Please.
Yeah, where did you record the music video?
That was in L.A. We were in some, I forget exactly where we were. We were in some kind of like a building that we were renting out for the place, but it was a cool experience.
Sure. And I'm sure with being out in L.A. and being the winner of The Voice, you've had the opportunity to meet a lot of pretty amazing folks. Who are some of your favorite people that you've met?
Favorite people that I've met? It's definitely John Fogerty.
Yeah, because you're a big CCR fan.
Definitely. It was like for when we were doing the rehearsal, he just kind of like walked into our like tent, and it was just like kind of like crazy because he just like walked in there and like came up to me and shook my hand. I'm like, is this happening?
So surreal, right?
Yeah, it was amazing.
Well, you totally deserve it. And still, at just 17 years old, I'm very much so looking forward to see how, you know, you continue to grow as an artist. I mean, and even just these few years that you've been making music, how have you seen yourself evolve as an artist?
I mean, I definitely think I'm evolving with my music, and I'm always getting better at guitar, always learning new things. I mean, it's definitely hard to write at certain times just because you run out of material and you just, it's just kind of a feeling that you have to be in to write music. But I think it's mostly all for the better. Some of it, I feel like I'm getting a little too technical with my new songs, but it's all right.
Is this something you want to see yourself continue to pursue as a career?
Definitely.
Yeah. awesome. We like hearing yes, because you definitely have a bright, bright future. And what's next? What's on the horizon for Sawyer Fredericks?
I have the Winter Storm Tour coming up, which is going to be with Gabriel Wolfchild. And I think I forget exactly how many shows, but I mean, you can find all that stuff out on like SawyerFredericks.com. But I'm very excited about it.
Awesome. And we're so excited to have you here today. You've got one more song left to play for us. Title track to the new album.
Title track of the album, Good Storm.
We're live at EXT with Sawyer Fredericks, 97.7 EXT.
So you ask me why I'm so blue. When you got open fields and blue, blue skies up above you. And your white clouds never, never turn in gray. Oh, you've got everything you need. And I ask you, why must I be happy? I don't need the sun to rise. In the morning, and I like my sky to stay dark and cloudy. Oh, I like a good storm when it comes. Just let the cold take me in its arms. Selling you cynical man, just like you've always been in. You said I'll die alone. But that would be after you're gone and your harsh words still linger. And my friends keep on telling me to move on. And I ask them, why can't I let this consume me if it's all I want? I don't need to be loved or love someone. So an empty space in my heart I might never fill. What do I care if I die alone? Just let the cold take me its arms. Cause I don't need the sun to rise in the morning.
I'm Sawyer Fredericks for Local 518 all day, every day. It's 977 EXT.